The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Ooh, sunny here in the sunny Carolinas. It's just gorgeous here. Hope your weather is great where you are. We're going to empower you. That's what we like to do here in Herb Talk. So glad you've joined us on American Voice Radio. For the first part of the show, we are going to be talking about what could be sneaking into our lungs. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we may be able to fit in enemies of our health and maybe what is the most common complaint among men and women health-wise out there. So we'll see what we can fit in. Big heads up. We're going to be talking once again with vaccine attorney Alan Phillips. He's been on the show before. He's going to be back with us on the 28th. So he'll be back next week with us. He's got some new information on vaccine laws that everybody needs to know about, federal and state. So we'll talk with him on the 28th, more about that next week. So hope you can join us for that. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi. lifting up our righteous men and women in uniform, praying for all of America. And while we're at it, we're lifting up the Chapman family, Bob and Judy Chapman, founders of the International Forecaster. Judy Chapman passed away today, so we want to keep her and her family in prayer as they go through this difficult time of mourning. So God bless the Chapmans, right? And seek the Lord's face and mind the time out there, because we're supposed to seek the Lord for justice and truth and plead for that. And daily communication with the Lord establishes that relationship, and then he knows your name. And that's going to be real important when the time comes, and it gets a coming. So without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Well, we got some more information on the bee colony collapse. According to some researchers, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they did a survey on what's going on with the bee colonies nationwide. They did some research with the University of Maryland and the University of Georgia, and they said more than 40% of the U.S. honeybee colonies have died over the course of just the last year. They said the worst die-off was a surprise. It occurred during the summer. Usually they expected that stuff to happen during colder winter months. So according to one of the authors of the survey report, Keith Delpain, he says, what we're seeing is this bee problem is just a loud signal that there's some bad things happening with our agricultural ecosystem. He says, we just happen to notice with honeybees because it's easy to count them. So beehive losses apparently were greatest in Delaware, Illinois, Iowa, Maine, Maryland, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin, where they lost about 60% of their hives last year. So the European Commission has already banned three neonicotinoid pesticides due to the concerns of the pollinator impact. So let's just pray for the honeybees, too. Last but not least in the quack report, statin drugs are in the news once again. Apparently, some more reports and studies on the effects of those cholesterol-lowering drugs. This was a study conducted by researchers at Virginia North Texas Health System and the University of Texas Southwestern. Their information is published in the Journal of General Internal Medicine last April. Apparently, there were some previous studies that suggested there may be a link between statin drugs and diabetes. But now their study was the first to show there is a direct increased diabetes risk link in otherwise healthy people, not just people that may be predisposed to diabetes. So apparently people on statin drugs or cholesterol who have no history of diabetes, no family tree of such, were also at increased risk. So according to lead author Isaac Mansi, he says this, the drugs were associated with significantly higher risk of new onset diabetes in healthy people. The risk of diabetes with statins has been known, but up until now it was thought there might be a link because of the fact that the people that were on the drugs had a greater medical risk to begin with. In other words, you know, they probably had a family tree of history of diabetes, but now that's not the case. People taking statin drugs, they say, now have 87% higher risk of developing diabetes while on the drug. The diabetes that they developed also, they learned, was more likely to be more serious and have more complications than non-users. So the statin users were 250% more likely to not only get diabetes, but also to get a complication. So 14% more likely became overweight as well. Whew. Well, diet and exercise, watch that lifestyle. You can do a lot with herbs and natural things, and that's what I would do if I was you. And that wraps the quack report. That's all, folks. Thanks, Frank. Okie dokie, we're going to be talking about what could be sneaking into our lungs unaware. Well, yeah, what could be sneaking into our lungs making us sick? Most people are focused on air pollution, dust, pollen, secondhand smoke, and asbestos. But these are all good to be concerned about. Yes, yes, these are all good reasons to be concerned about. But however, what else could be lurking about on a daily basis that can cause not only allergic reactions, but serious health conditions like, you know, COPD, chronic lung infections, or worse? So if smoking can expose us to 27 health risks, then what other things could be in our air that are considered dangerous? So, you know, air is the vehicle that not only can affect our breathing, but the air can have contaminants that can infiltrate food and drinking water, our skin. So we're going to find out what we can do to reduce our exposure to such risks as much as possible. So what are the odds? Yeah, what are the odds? Well, the odds are kind of against us if we think that we can avoid toxic air. According to the EPA, we have 187 pollutants that are released into the air every day. For example, these would be, well, they would include things like benzene, which you can find in gasoline, perchlorohydrolene, which, you know, is a dry cleaning chemical, methylene chloride of solvents and paint strippers, and numerous toxic metals. Really, the list is too long, okay, to list them all. But the heavy metal deposits can pollute soil, then seep into water sources, damage crops, animal, and then human health. So where are our sources coming from? Well, there are several. The sources for toxic air come from mobile sources, our cars, trucks, buses, planes, and then also from stationary sources like factories and refineries and power plants. You may recall the recent report of a coal ash spill polluting the water in Charlotte, North Carolina, pointing to the Duke Energy Corporation. Now, another source is inside our buildings, such as cleaning solvents that we use and building materials. And another source is all the fallout from war. And lastly, natural sources like volcanoes and forest fires. So all these things can get into the air and make us sick. So what's our exposure? Well, we're told that with enough exposure to toxic air, the risk of cancer increases. Our immune system could be damaged. Neurological and reproductive problems could develop, as well as many respiratory conditions. So, but then there's this accumulation effect we have to keep in mind. The EPA is very aware of the health risk of toxins as they can accumulate inside the body. Toxins can overwhelm the human immune system that we're born with. So the organ that can take much of the burden is going to be the liver, because the toxins enter the lungs and are quickly transported to the bloodstream. Then the blood is filtered by the liver, and it has to produce enzymes to neutralize any of these lethal toxins. The residue and the debris eventually works their way out of the body through the bowel and urinary tract. Well, let's just check of what's in our home, because aside from the work environment, home is where we spend our time. So there are common products used in the home that could be causing many health problems. So take, for example, air fresheners found in most stores. According to a 2013 survey done by Statista.com, they surveyed 24,000 American households. And they reported that 73.9% of Americans are using air fresheners or some sort of room deodorizer. So this was just at home. And most Americans also use similar products in their cars and in their office. So according to healthwise.org, many of these air freshener chemicals not only are toxic, but they accumulate in our body. So medical doctors often won't connect the dots that a lot of these toxins are responsible for disease. So, you know, these accumulate in the tissues of the body and over a matter of years, okay? So what are the health symptoms? Well, some of the conditions noticed that have been linked to air fresheners could be fatigue, migraine headaches, frequent colds, a weak immune system, mystery genetic disorders, aches and pains, high blood pressure, dizziness, mood changes, and blood flow changes that could trigger strokes or heart attacks. So the accumulative effect is magnified by other household cleaners like Clorox wipes and hand sanitizers. Well, people have this misconception. They assume that if the products are in the stores, they have to be regulated, tested, and they're safe. Well, companies producing air fresheners are not required to test their products for safety and do not need permission from any regulatory body or authority to manufacture and distribute these chemical products. So the state of California, through their Proposition 65 mandate, that all the products that pose a cancer or reproductive health risk have to list that risky chemical ingredient on their label. Now, the Natural Resources Defense Council did a study on air fresheners. They also reported there is no safety testing on such products. So their report included high levels of phthalates, or dangerous, which are dangerous, especially to children, and are testosterone hormone disruptors known to cause reproductive abnormalities, birth defects, and also to reduce sperm count. So these phthalates are often found in sprays labeled all natural and unscented. The industry is not required to disclose this ingredient on their label. However, the Environmental Working Group reported that phthalates produce liver cancer, but no regulatory agency will officially acknowledge this. Well, let's look at some of the other chemicals that are found in our air fresheners. We can locate dichlorobenzene, and this chemical agent is reported to be in the blood of 96% of Americans. It has also been linked to lung damage, asthma, and a carcinogen, and the EPA registers it as a pesticide. It's the main ingredient that was used in DDT, DDE, and DDD. So I have to wonder if the COPD epidemic has been prompted by this chemical found in a lot of air fresheners, toilet deodorizers, and mothballs. So if heavy metals and mold and dust can cause fibrosis of the lungs, what will these chemicals do? Well, there's a new generation of air fresheners, and they're made by Procter & Gamble. It's called Febreze. You've seen that. They even take air fresheners directly, and they're marketing them to pet owners. Have you noticed that? There's got a Febreze line for pets. Now, if you read the ingredients on these products, especially Febreze, you'll see water, fragrance, and an odor eliminator, which is derived from corn. The public will not know what this chemical will do, other than it masks odors. So the Chemical Abstract Service Registry, called CAS, says that there's really no information available on the health risk or toxicity of the odor eliminator from corn. It's known as beta-cyclodextrin acarbohydronate. It's a 6-sugar-ringed molecule, which really explains that if you spill this stuff, ants will flock to it like sugar. So the chemists most likely isolated this molecule that they needed from a GMO corn and then made a synthetic version of it. There are toxic warnings on the label for consumers. So if they're using the Febreze products, they're told to contact poison control if it's swallowed and don't induce vomiting. Also to avoid contact with skin and eyes. It also advises it, people to keep it out of reach of children and pets. But obviously it's okay to breathe. So air freshener chemicals, what they do is they disable your smell receptors in your nose, and people just don't smell the foul odor anymore. So the lack of odors is really an attack on part of your body, your nose, and your pulmonary system. So the air fresheners essentially block one of our senses and are known to cause damage to the mucous membranes. Now, any damage, either temporary or permanent, really should be avoided. Without long-term studies, it's difficult to tell what ripple effect these chemicals will have. So the fastest way to poison a person is through the pulmonary, because it's absorbed right into the blood. So the lungs don't filter out these chemicals, and you can ask any bird owner how sick their bird is in a home with air fresheners plugged in all day dispensing these chemicals. It's like a canary in the coal mine. Well, let's look at what's suspected by this. Exposure to the chemicals in the air fresheners are known to really disrupt the human endocrine system, The reproductive system and the pancreas can be adversely affected by the destruction of the hormones, which are, well, it's really similar to the action that BPA has, but only more powerful. So this toxin isn't ingested, but it is continuously breathed in with access directly to your bloodstream every day. So this can present terrible health problems that won't go away. And tests done on the chemicals make on the chemicals that make up the DDT accumulate in your fat cells in humans and animals, and it causes severe health effects. So it is believed that these chemicals stored in the fat make it harder for people to lose weight. So the body resists breaking down the fat cells to avoid re-releasing the toxins back into the body. So in other words, the body resists the weight loss as a defense measure. So the lack of weight loss in this instance is really an immune system trying to protect you from danger. Now, the fragrances in air fresheners are known to trigger asthma attacks in 72% of asthma cases. And of course, in asthma cases from 1980 to 2003 were reported to have doubled. So according to a 1991 study called Chemical Exposures, Low Levels and High Risks, it says it's suspected that these products, which are made from synthetic petroleum, adversely affect the central nervous system and can make some conditions such like Alzheimer's and multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's disease. So people that already have that problem, it seems to be exacerbated by these products. Well, other products we are exposed to with more phthalate chemicals are going to be our cosmetics, cologne, perfume, pharmaceutical drugs, vinyl products like toys, paints, and car parts. So the air fresheners can pump out 100 parts per million of these toxic chemicals, but some can go even higher to 360 parts per million, 1,100 parts per million, and even 7,300 parts per million, according to the research. So let's look at the systems that take the hardest hit when we use these products. So if we take a look at the two areas of the body that can be adversely affected by chemicals and air fresheners, we can see that our immune system and our liver take the biggest hit. The immune system can be affected via the lymph system, the bone marrow, the white blood cells, the spleen, the immune system response, or an autoimmune disease, and of course, a suppressed immune system response, period. So the liver can be affected by inability to break down and store essential nutrients like protein and enzymes for regulating things like blood clots, cleansing the blood, protecting veins from damage, preventing tumor accumulation, and fatty deposits causing liver cells to die. So the lesson here is to not stress the liver or the immune system, our two biggest defenses that we have against disease. Now, personally, I say chuck out all those air fresheners right away. The folks at brownthumbmama.com have a recipe for making your own organic air freshener using some baking soda, essential oils, and distilled water. So you can unplug those air fresheners and eliminate that accumulative health risk right now. Of course, if you're on our mailing list, our newsletter mailing list, you would have got a hot link to that information so you can just download the recipe. If you want to sign up, you can go to thepowerherbs.com and sign up under the newsletters tab. It's free. All right, so what do we do? How can we further reduce our risk? Well, we have so many toxic variables in our daily lives that we really have to do more to protect our health. Most people would not suspect a slow death by air freshener, but it isn't just the air fresheners. It is also the pharmaceutical drugs, the over-the-counter products, the sundry items, the cologne, etc. The accumulative effect of these toxins is enormous. So if hair sample testing can detect tobacco from a smoker, just imagine what they could detect if they tested for the chemicals in everyday products like air fresheners. So knowing what you do know now, would you use an herb that helps the liver regenerate cells? Would you use herbs to empower your immune system response? Would you use herbs to cleanse toxins out of the bloodstream? Would you use herbs known to make cancer cells commit suicide? I know I would, and I do. And this is how I reduce my risk factor. I cleanse, and I use immune system and liver support herbs, and you can too. So if you'd like to learn more, call Apothecary Herbs for their herbal organ cleansing, immune boosting, and a whole lot more there. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. ThePowerHerbs.com is the website, ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You can get there typing in HerbTalkLive.com, too. And a free catalog upon request, so you can get a free catalog today. So spring's the perfect time to do your organ cleansing if you want to get rid of all that stuff. And right now you'll save 20% on their organ cleansing products. Mm-hmm. So if you're on the website, thepowerherbs.com, just click on their organ body cleanse section. And everything on that page is 20% off when you use this coupon. It's clean and the number 15. Clean 15. And your order is a minimum of $20. So if you've been thinking about cleansing, hey, this is a perfect time. This is a gift to you, actually, or to someone you care about, because they can actually have more energy and enjoy their summer once they get rid of these toxins. The body just perks up. So you want to hurry, though, because the 20% off is good through Memorial Day. So it ends the 25th. And you can't use your coupon with other sales or promotions. So if you're thinking about cleansing, this is an opportune moment to save 20% and get rid of those phthalates, those endotoxins, all that stuff, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, radioactive particles. Oh, Lord, why are you holding on to that? I know I don't want to. No. Not me. Absolutely not. I know. Well, yeah, go to thepowerherbs.com, and while you're there, click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for either the American Survival newsletter that goes out on Tuesday, that's today, or you can sign up for the HealthQuest newsletter that goes out on Friday. You can sign up for both if you want. They're free, and they have empowering information that goes out each and every week. Of course, the HealthQuest is all about natural, healthy things, and the American Survival has healthy information in there. Plus, they also have information on, you know, finances and politics and things like that that impact us all, of course. And the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading also contribute great information to the newsletter, so you can get some really spectacular inside information on what's going on in that world as well. So if you're looking for backup currencies, you definitely want to check out discountgoldandsilvertrading.com and get empowered that way. And I believe their toll-free number is 800-374-4188. And, of course, tell them we sent you. Yep, awesome stuff. All right, we're going to be talking about enemies of our health when we come back. So don't go anywhere. Be right back. Lord, I got to raise a fuss. Lord, I got to raise a holler.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared.
Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Music there, my engineer Frank. Thank you, Frank. All right. We're going to talk about enemies of our health, because if we're savvy and wise, we're going to be able to sidestep a lot of this stuff, because there's lots of things that can compromise our health. That first segment should just point that out to you, right, with just air fresheners. But humans some people are more subtle than others, but what's bothering them. Most agree that, you know, things that are bothering them lately in the world are, you know, the news for one thing, but poverty is probably one of the worst enemies, as well as war zones. People don't want to have their land in uproar. But history shows that major enemies of our health are really plagues, war, and genocide. By far, man is the worst enemy when it comes to his health. All we have to do is look at the laws of legalized premature death, right? Estimated 1.2 million unborn children die every year unnecessarily. I saw a bumper sticker the other day that says, "I'm not a choice, I'm a baby." That's pretty, well, it cuts to the chase, doesn't it? Well, it's sometimes shocking what man regards as a civilized or normal thing to do. So a healthy perspective is really keeping a sound mind. So without a sound mind, guess what? Your health's in peril anyway. So we tend to focus on the physical with regard to our health issues, but the mind can also be a positive influence or a devastating one, depending on your situation. So we're going to check out not only our physical problems, but some mental as well that can compromise or undermine our well-being. Now, one important fact to remember is that fear robs you of health, and more importantly, faith. Discovery.com had a list of, quote, universal fears of what people fear most, and they are terrorist attacks, spiders, or other phobias such as fear of heights, death, failure, war, crime or violence, being alone, nuclear war, and fear of the future. So other more common fears included public speaking, fear of the dentist, fear of water, fear of pain, fear of cancer, fear of snakes, things like that. So experiencing normal fear now and then, well, that's it to be expected in life, but chronic fear really debilitates health. So fear will preoccupy your mind, rob you not only of your opportunities to succeed in life, but will also disrupt functions of the physical body and corrupt your health. So fear robs you of sleep. It delays cell regeneration, lowers your immune system function, produces hypertension, depletes you of healthy enzymes, destroys healthy bacteria in your gut and promotes unhealthy bacteria, disrupts digestion, reduces your energy, blocks your vitamin absorption, and affects your mental clarity. Well, let's look at some of the drugs, because what do people do? Well, they turn to drugs. Majority of the prescribed medications used to address health problems, such as fear, creates, well, even more fear and health problems. It doesn't really help. It just compounds the problem. So drugs used for fear creates not, won't address the fear, but it will disguise your fear. It will just cover it up and continue to destroy your health. So it's kind of like, you know, sugarcoating it. So diseases such as phobias, anxiety, personality disorders, and depression are all rooted in fear, and the medications prescribed for them do not address fear but compound it. So the only fear that is beneficial, we're told, is the fear of the Lord, according to Proverbs 9. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of what is understanding, holy and understanding. So this fear actually refers to respect, and it comes from wisdom and knowledge. Now, if we go on to in Proverbs 9, it says, "For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and thy years thy life shall be increased." So draw close to God. You don't have fear. You have a sound mind, and your life is better. You know, because according to Proverbs 29, a fear of man will bring a snare, but whosoever puts his trust in the Lord, respect, fearless, and has faith, shall be safe, according to God's promise. So the Bible has a lot to say about fear. And if we have unnecessary fear, we're told that our faith is weak. So we're going to strengthen our faith. We're going to draw near to the Lord, going to seek his face, and his word promises that we'll be safe and sound and healthier for it. So here's some other things that we do. Other things that we do which disrupt the natural functions of the body and corrupt our well-being. agricultural changes have altered the food and have reduced the nutrition in it. So the University of Texas did this study where the most noticeable decline in our nutrients, and they discovered that our produce is deficient in calcium, phosphorus, protein, riboflavin, iron, and vitamin C. So the study on the nutrients was done in 1950 and then again in 1999 on 43 different vegetables and fruits. And these findings were made available to the USDA, and they were published in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition. So over that, 50-year span, the nutrition dropped. Nutrients, we also give, the nutrients give foods flavor. Have you not noticed some of the foods taste blah? That explains why maybe a conventionally grown apple has no or very little flavor than an organic one. So the Organic Consumers Association was analyzing the nutritional value in the produce in 1975 to 1997, and they reported that 27%, there's 27% less calcium, 37% less iron, 21% less vitamin A, and 30% less vitamin C. So we depend on healthy food for our body to create enzymes, to digest food, to absorb nutrition, to convert that nutrients into energies for our cells, to make, healthy neurotransmitters for our mind. So the simplest functions, like blinking your eyes, swallowing, or taking a breath, are supported by enzymes. And we get those enzymes made by the body, usually, but we have to have the food resources for the body to do that. So without proper enzymes, you could have an energy reduction of about 80%. So if we add in some stress, such as living in extreme temperatures of hot or cold, being pregnant, loss of income, then the body is going to require more enzymes than normal to deal with stress. So researchers think that we can connect much better and deal with get some adequate enzymes. And when we do that, when we eat organic, healthy foods and we grow our own foods, we can also stave off the premature aging and a lot of disease issues. Well, let's look at the gut for a minute. The gut is probably the most important organ of the body because our life energy source is processed there. So without proper digestion function, you won't absorb nutrients and convert those proteins to amino acids to feed cells. Now, the overuse of prescription drugs have assisted in altering the biosphere of the digestive system, and in doing so have disrupted the bacterial balance essential for health. So when the digestive system is not functioning normally, the effects are felt throughout the body, including your immune system, the liver, the kidneys, and your blood. So people are desperately grabbing for the latest probiotic to try to restore this balance. And some folks do okay with this approach, and some say that it makes the situation worse. Well, it just depends on the product and where they're, cultivating their bacteria. All right, now obviously there is a nutritional lack in a majority of food that we get in stores, so we can compensate by obviously growing our own produce, making sure that we purchase maybe whole organic foods. May cost a little more, but it's going to be better for us. It's extra work, it's extra expense, but it's a necessity in this day and age. And without the vitamins and minerals and foods that they once contained, we're going to have a hard time regenerating tissue, bone, and making healthy blood cells. Okay, so, that alone, compounded with anxiety and fear because of global situations, you can see we're in a pickle. So people all over the world are kind of in the same boat. They are looking for a way to counter the attack for their well-being. 200 years ago, no one knew what a vitamin was, nor did they need one because the food was available. Organ cleansing is a different matter, and natural therapies really are thousands of years old. Our ancient ancestors used foods, they used herbs, and natural therapies such as organ cleansing to prevent and deal with diseases. So the ancients really didn't have to defend themselves from powerful industries like Monsanto, Eli Lilly, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Roche, GlaxoSmithKline, Merck, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and others. Unfortunately, we have to. We have to defend ourselves from an industrial attack, basically, from the principalities of darkness, really, which also attack our faith. And most of you are aware that the term pharmaceutical comes from the Greek word pharmakia, which is an ancient word meaning witchcraft. So the witchcraft of the ancient world included alchemy, and unfortunately so does some of modern pharmaceuticals with the aluminum and mercury in a lot of the products, including vaccines. So you want to guard yourselves from, you know, you want to trust in the right things. And God's herbs are good, he says, and they're here for the service of man. And I believe that. I believe they have a lot of metaphysical meat that, you know, science won't ever find out why it does what it does, but it just works. So I think that's that mystery that God likes to hold out just for himself. So while you have the opportunity, you can actually tap in to a lot of super nutrition and herbs and help balance some of that information, that nutritional information that's missing from the body that the chemicals need to communicate with one another. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they do specialize in immune boosting and organ cleansing. And these things can lift the burden off a lot of your organs, your blood, your liver, your kidneys, and so forth. And it can help counter this industrial attack we're under. So you can remove over 2,000 pharmaceutical residues with a bowel cleanse, for instance. You can help your liver regenerate with the milk thistle, helps build healthy liver cells. You can restore function to the delicate filters of your kidneys with herbs like the kidney bladder cleanse. And you can strengthen your heart muscle and balance blood pressure with the heart herbs that's in their heart formula. So, and you can replenish vitamins and minerals, amino acids and proteins that are missing from your diet with a scoop, one scoop of Body Foundation food mix every day in your orange juice or vegetable juice. It's that simple. It's not rocket science. So you can help your body, your bones make healthier blood cells. You can carry more oxygen-rich nutrition through the system and just take a lot of stress off the body where you'll feel less stressed. And you can function a lot better and cope much better. Of course, if you think you do have panic attacks and things of that nature, a little bit of depression, anxiety, there are some herbs that I would tap into rather than using the psycho drugs. The valerian root comes to mind. Some people use St. John's wort, and that's awesome. You can use those. You can check those out under the anxiety section at thepowerherbs.com. Of course, all the products I just mentioned are there. Ask for a free product catalog, because thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And do sign up for the free online newsletters where you'll get healthy information every week. And you'll be savvy consumers out there as you move through life, not being afraid, being able to cope, standing your ground, standing up for what's right. It takes courage and strength, stamina, and good health to do that. Let's do it. All right, we got a few minutes. So we're going to talk about most common complaints out there from males and females. So we're going to tackle the female first. The men may feel that this is a category too broad to distill down to just one thing. Ha, ha, ha. But the females, they project the most common complaint by far is not weight. It's not grooming, it's not career, it's not financial concerns. The number one health complaint among women involves their reproductive process. More specifically, their menstrual cycle. All right? So, I sometimes wonder, you know, if God had a complaint box where women can drop in their written complaints, I think it would be choked full of inquiries regarding messy, painful menstrual cycles. It really would. Painful periods are the most common problem for women between 30 and 50. So more women are distressed with what is described as heavy menstrual bleeding, which affects about 15% of women. And it's a precursor to uterine problems and accounts for 50% of the hysterectomies. So is this a modern-day problem? That's a question I was asking You know, did they have this problem hundreds of years or thousands of years ago? Were the physicians of the 15th century ripping out uteruses, you know, doing hysterectomies, or was such a condition, you know, attributed to female mortality back then? Well, oddly enough, painful menstruational cycles with heavy bleeding are pretty much a new century development. Something has really changed in the female physiology where menstruation begins 4 or 5 years earlier at the age of 11 and 12, and sometimes even earlier than that. Through much of human history, menstruation actually began at the age of 16 or older and was a rite of passage socially where marriage occurred shortly afterward. Okay? So in ancient societies, many teenage girls did not survive pregnancy. If they did, the female's lifespan was about 30 years and she'd have fewer than 100 periods in her lifetime. Today, a typical female may live to her 80s and have at least 500 periods in her lifetime. Obviously, this exposes more females to a greater risk of disease if good nutrition and lifestyle is neglected. They become anemic. All right, so what causes heavy periods? Well, modern medicine has described what contributes to abnormal periods. Ovary or uterine dysfunction is the most common cause that they say for heavy bleeding. And what causes the dysfunction is that most women are not told because, you know, medicine likes to address the symptom, not the cause. So what you have is a female hormonal system, the endocrine system, but it's a little out of whack. It's not balanced. And the animal hormones and foods have contributed to this imbalance, even though science denies that. So how do you fix this? Well, you have to rebalance the endocrine system. Let's talk about how we do that. Balancing a female's hormonal system, well, it's easier than you think. Now, if you go to the pharmaceutical route, if you go that route to try to balance, you will make matters worse. The pharmaceutical companies want to put you on drugs for the rest of your life, which leads you to a health risk more serious. So mismanagement of long-term medication is a problem. Now, for thousands of years, women have been going through life with light, less frequent periods until the modern age came along with its processed foods, drugs, and surgery, and, of course, hormone therapy in animals. So what did women use to keep their female reproductive system balanced? Well, they used female herbs, but they used all the female herbs. There's 6 major ones, and they didn't use 1 or 2. They used all 6. They would use Dong Quai root, which is now cultivated and made grown here in the United States, Mexican wild yam, Vitex berries, also known as chaste tree berries, Damania leaf, licorice root, and hops flowers. And European women have been using that combination for hundreds of years. So the female cycle, these herbs, it really responds. So this is not a hormone replacement. What this is nutrition in the herb that feeds the endocrine system, and the endocrine system uses that nutrition to manufacture hormones that are right for that particular person in that particular time of life. So it's really, you know, trusting in God's herbs, and the body just taps into what it needs and voids out the residues. It's excellent. It's just really, God is the master chemist here, and he knows what he's doing. So if you're looking for some herbs that help with the female cycle to balance it, there is a product called Female Cycle Balancer. You can check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Really does help lighten the bleeding, shortens the cycle. So if you're used to bleeding heavy for most of your period, 5 to 7 days, you're going to lighten that. And you maybe reduce that period back to 3 days, like it should be. So long-term bleeding is not normal in menstrual cycles. Now, you'll also know if you're on the powerherbs.com website, you also know they have a few other formulas for women. They have the female maturity formula. That's for a smooth transition through menopause. A natural transition, menopause is, so you want to make it smooth as possible, and you can use the herbs to help smooth that out. And then, of course, if you're dealing with inability to conceive, then you can also tap into these female herbs to improve your chances of conceiving. And it's all in timing. A lot of times it's when you take these herbs during your cycle, your period cycle. So you got to time it right. And those products will show you how to do that at thepowerherbs.com. All right, now we're going to move over to the men. Haven't forgotten about you guys now. For the men, let's take a guess what they mostly complain about. Well, it's not their boss, it's not their wife, it's not their finances. Well, it's their sexual proudness, that they can't have it if their sexual organ isn't working, if there's impotence or ED. Number one health concern usually men have are over the age of 30. So the older a man is, the more likely he will be put on prescription medications by his doctor, which contribute to or promote erectile dysfunction. So the drugs prescribed to address ED, erectile dysfunction, also have serious side effects, which further concerns a majority of men. So impotence is so common that modern medicine expects all men to experience this problem the older they get. They got their Viagra ready for you. All right, so what are the causes? Well, modern medicine says that all males over the age of 30 will experience ED as a result of either injury, disease, anxiety, depression, or from some kind of medication they're on. Athletic men who play football, basketball, or other competitive sports say that 66%, they have a 66% chance of injury to the groin area, and statistics state that 40% of men will experience depression or anxiety between the ages of 40 to 60 and be put on a lot of these drugs. Studies are suggesting that 28% of all the men will be at risk of heart disease and will be taking cardiovascular meds. Blood thinners and anti-arrhythmia drugs all contribute to erectile dysfunction. And a number of other drugs also contribute, such as anti-seizure medicines and certain antibiotics. So how do you avoid that problem? Well, Abraham in the Bible fathered a baby at the age of 100. So your body is designed to regenerate, heal itself, it has the right nutrition, and if you keep the poisons away from it. Circulation is very imperative for healthy male libido. So you want to use some circulatory herbs. God gave you some of those. Habanero cayenne and ginger root, very good at getting circulation to the small capillaries where you need that. Make sure your prostate's working well. So there's herbs for the gland, the prostate gland. I like to use mullein and some other things for that. Get the impurities out of the system that can also affect the prostate. So there's a bowel cleanse because it's right up near the prostate. So herbs for the men are like saw palmetto, cleaver's herb, nettle, thuja leaf, juniper berry, corn silk, uvarisi leaf, horsetail, ginkgo. I mean, we've got a lot we can use, and it's right here at our fingertips. We're lucky to have these herbs. So if you're interested in learning more, check out the prostate cleanse kit at thepowerherbs.com. Check out their circulation heart formulas as well to make your strong, steady heartbeat because, you know, there's no circulation. There's nothing happening in the bedroom. So we need to help these areas out, right? Call toll-free. Get a free product catalog, 866-229-3663. Oh, yeah, they even have the male hormone formula, all organic. Check that out. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. Ooh, I know I'm out of time. But don't forget, next week we're going to be chatting it up with Alan Phillips on the 28th. He's a vaccine attorney. He's going to give us a heads up on the new federal and state laws that will affect vaccines. Parents, you and me, the adult vaccination schedule. Oh, yes, he even knows about that. So we're going to see what he has to say about that on the 28th. So hope you can join us for that. And sign up for the newsletters and stay apprised of that kind of information and a whole lot more to, you know, protect your health out there. Protect your health out there. If you have a health topic you want me to include, don't forget, drop me a line off the powerherbs.com website. I will try to include that into the show. That's right. Well, thanks to Frank for engineering the show tonight. Appreciate it. And the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And until next time, I wish you all to be well.